You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll look at how much schooling Wisconsinites are getting, what it means for jobs and the overall state economy, and some insight into how the state and state leadership can invest to try to create jobs in Wisconsin. Big business, small business, old business, new business. Our guest will break it down for us.
But first, all this week, we've been interviewing Wisconsin congressional candidates who want your vote on Election Day.
Today, we'll take a look at the state's 4th congressional district. It includes a sizable portion of Milwaukee County and the entire city of Milwaukee, as well as the communities of Brown Deer, Bayside, Whitefish Bay, and more.
The district is currently represented by incumbent Democrat Gwen Moore, who has held the position since 2005. There's an independent candidate, Robert Raymond, in the race. The Republican candidate withdrew.
In just a few moments, we'll talk to the Libertarian challenger in the race, Andy Craig. Before we do that, we'll remind you that you can follow all of the election news you need at wisconsinvote.org. All of our candidate interviews and other information about how to vote, elections, where to go to vote, everything like that, wisconsinvote.org. And also go to WPR.org/politics and check out the new Wisconsin Public Radio political podcast. Back to our candidate interviews now with Libertarian challenger in Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District, Andy Craig. Andy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thanks for having me on. Glad to be here.
Well, first off, why are you running for Congress?
Well, in this race, there was not going to be a Republican running, and there ended up being another independent, but I didn't know that at the time. And I feel very strongly that there should not be uncontested races for Congress, that any incumbent should have to defend their record and defend their position. And also, I think it's time we had representation for something other than Republicans and Democrats up there.
And right, you're running as a Libertarian. Why that party in particular for you?
I've been a Libertarian for a long time. I got involved with Ron Paul's campaign, and I've been heavily involved in Gary Johnson's campaign. I think, like a lot of Americans, I believe broadly in free markets and fiscal responsibility on the budgetary side. But I also believe in individual freedom, and I'm opposed to our never-ending foreign policy of wars. And so that there's not really anywhere to go in the Republican and Democratic parties for people who have that basket of views, which is a lot.
And, of course, your main opponent is the Democratic incumbent, Gwen Moore. Can you talk about what you would do differently, what policy steps you'd take that would work differently than what she's done?
Well, I would say one of the biggest things, I have endorsed the STOP Act, which is something that Representative Ribble has introduced that would prohibit members of Congress from doing what Gwen Moore spends most of her time doing now, which is having $1,000 plate fundraising dinners where she's selling access to her office. That's how she winds up with a campaign war chest of $800,000 in a nearly uncontested district. That's a big difference. I think Gwen, because she sees this as a safe seat, she's become a national party figure and less interested in representing Milwaukee.
A congressional approval is very low in the public eye right now. What do you think needs to change? How would you yourself help to change people's attitudes toward Congress?
Well, I think there has to be a bridging the gap. That, the Republicans have some good ideas and the Democrats have some good ideas, but there's no bridge there between them. I think as a Libertarian, as a third party in Congress, we can bring the other parties to the table, Republicans on getting the budget under control, Democrats on things like drug policy reform and criminal justice reform. One of the big ones for me is that I'm appalled that Gwen Moore spent the Bush years in the Out of Iraq caucus, which was great. We should have gotten out of Iraq, never should have gotten in. But now that it's a Democrat in the White House sending the Wisconsin National Guard back to Iraq, she has nothing to say about it. I think we need a little bit more consistency, principles underlying, other than what color hat is the guy at the top wearing right now.
Well, speaking of the person at the top of the ticket, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have been issues for a lot of the people running for Congress. You mentioned that you're supporting the Libertarian presidential candidate, Gary Johnson. Can you talk about his prospects, your hopes for him in this election year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that we bring a national unity ticket to this election, where both parties have nominated historically unpopular and disliked candidates. Gary Johnson and his running mate Bill Weld are both successful former governors who were elected as Republicans in heavily Democratic states. They believe in less war, less debt, and more individual freedom, and that's a message that needs to be heard. And they should have been on the debate stage, just like Phil Anderson should have been on the debate stage with Russ Feingold and Ron Johnson, but they don't like that competition, and so they don't let us up on stage with them.
We're talking to Andy Craig. He's the Libertarian candidate for Congress in Wisconsin's 4th District in the Milwaukee area. Let's get into some policy areas, Andy. First of all, taxes and spending and the federal debt. What kind of things would you like to see change? What would you be supporting if you were elected to Congress?
Well, I think there's a common ground here. Gwen and the Democrats talk a lot about wanting the burden of taxes to fall more heavily on the rich, and I don't entirely disagree with that notion, but there's two ways to do that. One of them is to raise rates at the top end of the income spectrum, and the other is to cut rates or abolish rates on the poor and the working middle class. I would introduce something I call progressive tax reform, which is, all right, we're not talking about debating the rich. Let's just put up the lowest income tax bracket, and do the votes exist in Congress to keep it, the 10% on up to $10,000 or whatever that lowest bracket is? And then we can move through them and see, you know, where there actually is support for maintaining the current tax rates, because I don't think the political support does exist for how heavy the burden is when you break it down like that. And that would include on the spending side. We have to see massive, spending reform. There's very little about the federal government that couldn't use a good 10 or 20% efficiency trim. And then on top of that, there are a lot of things that we can get the federal government out of completely while still taking care of the basic responsibilities.
What kind of things would you like to see cut completely from the federal budget?
I think the Transportation Security Administration is a good place to start if you want to talk about a woefully useless and horrendously expensive and costly imposition on Americans. I think the Department of Homeland Security as a whole has just proven to be another layer of bureaucracy. I do think we have to look at the entitlements and reforming that, and the big thing is we have to look at reducing military spending, which does get back to foreign policy and why we need to stop policing the world. But with that, I think we could quite easily and comfortably cut overall spending 20-25% without touching any of the core necessities of government.
Immigration's been a big issue in this in the presidential race, certainly in congressional races too. It's something that Congress will be tackling or trying to tackle, I'm sure, in the next session. What are your thoughts on immigration law?
I embrace immigration. Milwaukee in particular is a city that has been built on two things, immigration and free trade, and I support both of them. I don't think there should be, I think we should have, background checks. We should have, if you're a convicted felon or rules like that, but I don't think there should be quotas. I don't think there should be a numerical cap. Quotas on immigration don't work any better than the commissar setting quotas on bread. Either the jobs will be here or they won't. And I think people, should have the free ability to cross borders.
And you mentioned free trade as well. A lot of controversy over things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the International Trade Agreement, U.S. and Asian countries, arguments going back to NAFTA. What are your thoughts on free trade agreements?
I think here in Milwaukee in particular, we need export markets. Industries like CAT, like Johnson Controls, these are export-driven industries. And if there are huge trade barriers between us and those markets, it will be a net loss for Milwaukee. And it will be a net loss for the manufacturing industry in Wisconsin. The Trans-Pacific Partnership's not perfect. There are some carve-outs. There's some cronyism. There's some things I wouldn't have put in it. But on the whole, I think it is crucially important to, you know, not just for the economy, but also for world peace, to have the free and open movement of goods and services.
There's been concern about an uptick in violent crime in Milwaukee and some other major cities, while things not as bad as they were going back to, say, the 1980s. The numbers have gone up in the last couple of years. What would you see as the federal government's role in tackling a problem like that?
Primarily, that's going to fall to the state and local law enforcement system. I do think there's a federal role in civil rights. I think that some of these police shootings, there's a role for the Department of Justice. And I think there's a federal role in helping to figure out how we get away from this mass incarceration that is hollowed out the core of the African-American community in Milwaukee. When you're talking about 1 in 8 adult men in a population in prison, that's unconscionable, and it has effects. I think another thing that the federal government does have to do with it is that a lot of this is gang activity, and a lot, probably most, of the gang activity is driven by the black market trade in illegal drugs, which is immensely profitable. And that's an effect of the federal drug laws and the war on drugs approach that treats things like heroin as a criminal justice problem instead of a health problem, which is what it is.
Briefly, Andy, a last message to listeners, potential voters?
I would say that Gwen Moore's is coming on 12 years now in Congress. If she hasn't changed much by now, she's not going to do it with another 12 years. If you believe that we need more than just Republicans and Democrats represented in Congress, if you want the independent middle to have a voice, it starts by electing third-party members on your ballot, up and down your ballot for all offices.
Andy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Andy Craig. He's running for Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District as a Libertarian candidate. He joined us as part of our ongoing series of candidate interviews. You can listen to interviews with candidates in other congressional districts at WPR.org.
Coming up, we look at a report on education attainment in Wisconsin and how it's impacting the state's economy. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.